Sharon, tell us a little bit about how you came to making the murals for those suffering from dementia. Was there research?
Word of mouth. It was actually one of the mums at my children's school here at North Lakes area who was a lifestyle manager at Queensland Health at Kippering. And she introduced me to the dementia ward where she was working and explained some of the problems. And I went on to solve those. And then one thing led to another. I got another job at Spiritus, and then I got work for Regis Aged Care. Mm-hmm. And that was all the way back in 2009. It was a school mum.
So a bit of a happy accident then.
Correct.
So what roles does your art play in kind of assisting patients in the recovery of their memories and I guess any other positive impacts that you've seen?
Okay, well, then they're not going to get a recovery of their memory thanks to the disease. But what the murals I do do help with is with stimulating their memory to, say, think about past times, what we call memory cues. For instance, if I'm working for a facility that is perhaps beside the beach, mm-hmm. then most of those residents will have lived in that area, right? Therefore, they will have walked along the beach. They might have, you know, taken their dog for walks, flown kites, gone fishing, etc. And those are the kind of memory cues that I will paint into a scene mm-hmm. to help them think about the things that they love to do and to make them feel happier. Of course, the trick is, well, how do we paint that in so that it's a believable scene? And I've got several techniques that I use for that. But, yeah, that's what we look for. We want them to give them cues to read because, again, dementia affects their ability to read. And then we want them to think about, okay, I used to go walking or whatever.
Absolutely. How do you choose or how do you go about choosing where to kind of position your murals and then equally kind of choosing the light and colour? How does that, how do you go about doing that drawing from your kind of previous experience in colour psychology?
Right. So firstly, positioning the murals comes down to the problem zone. Normally in my work, it'll be exit diversion, which means that either the exit door or the fire door, the main entry door, if it's a foyer, becomes a problem space for dementia residents because, let's face it, they are locked in most of the time. Mm. And this then causes them a lot of stress and even anger. You know, they can break glass, they can create scenes. Adding to this, they can also dither, what I call dither, or hang around the door, waiting for an opportunity to escape. So that's normally where I will paint a mural in such a way that it solves the problem of them not hanging around and not feeling stressed. I forget the other part of your question. I think it was about colour psychology.
Yeah, yeah. Did you want to draw on kind of, it's got a previous experience kind of, and I guess it would continue into now with colour psychology. How then do kind of choosing colours, is it as simple as, you know, you hear even in primary school, it's like warm colours, cold colours, and the emotional kind of connotations that come with that. Is there more to it? Tell us a little bit about.
There's more to it. Mm-hmm. That it requires a deep understanding of visuospatial perception with dementia, because as dementia progresses, their vision changes. I like to explain it in this way. If you squint your eyes and look at something in your room, it's going to be blurry. And now put a veil of, say, a goldish sort of brown, like a goldy grey over the top, right? That tends to be what they're seeing as the disease gets worse. And so if we were to paint artworks or even the interior design of these facilities, if we're putting them in, say, a space that is all light blue, they're going to perceive that light blue as a grey. Mm. If we're not putting in enough contrast between the floor and the walls and the architraves, the doors, the toilet seats, etc., then they're going to perceive all of the space as just being pretty much, you know, the one colour. So A lot of my work then with the dementia murals is about in bringing colour and contrast and very highly luminescent hues at that, so that they can clearly perceive and enact upon the cues that I'm giving them.
Well, that's incredible. I had absolutely no idea that kind of dementia, these diseases, can have such implications for one's sight. It's incredible what you're doing. I should just say, what has it done for you as an artist? Obviously, it's had major kind of positive effects on people's lives that might be suffering, or maybe even just kind of their immediate family members and such seeing a difference. But what's it done for you?
For me?
Yeah, I suppose, like emotionally.
Well, as I said, I've been doing these things sometimes like, 5-6 murals a year. And one mural can be, 3-4 days on site. So I find it incredibly hard to be working in these places. And often I'm in tears because despite the fabulous efforts of staff and families, it's still sad, But for me, I do it because I know that it's a part of my legacy, I guess. This work carries on after I'm long gone. And because it's solving problems in these spaces, it's, reducing a lot of stress and anxiety, et cetera. It's just a feel good for me.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So I do it. I have a lot of other work that I do, which, is certainly financially rewarding, but to know that I am doing real good in the community and I think for the most deserving part of our community, especially during the lockdowns, it's just a feel good.
That's fantastic. I can imagine how fulfilling it is. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Sharon. I do appreciate
your
time. Have a good week.